State Representative Mark Smith of Marshalltown is the first candidate to announce he's running to be the next chair of the Iowa Democratic Party. Current chair Troy Price announced yesterday that he would resign after more than a week of confusion about the process and the results of the Iowa caucuses. The Democratic State Central Committee will meet Saturday afternoon to elect a new party chair. Women who have a miscarriage, abortion, or stillbirth would be required to choose burial or cremation for the fetal remains. Under a bill advancing in the Iowa House of Representatives, it would also require a death certificate for pregnancies that end at 12 weeks or later. Some Republican lawmakers and Christian groups say the bill is necessary to ensure fetal remains are treated with respect. But independent physician group lobbyist Carla Fultz McHenry says obstetricians worry about the potential impact on their patients, who would have to name fetal remains and decide what to do with them. She also talked about her own experience with miscarriage.
This is offensive, actually. I don't think I want a stack of death certificates sitting in my drawer that I can look back on and think about those pregnancies. I think about them all the time.
A Child's Hospital lobbyist says the state's largest hospital network already offers options to women concerned about the disposition of fetal remains. And that's a look at Siouxland Public Media News. We'll have another update in a half hour. I'm Mary Hartnett.